Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How we going? How's it doing? How's it going?
How's it doing? Well, you guys, apologize. The voice is a little raspy today. Just kind of fighting through something here. But we got a good episode today. Five hidden profitability killers in your gym.
Yeah.
Kind of were going over this before the show started, and I was like, man, yep. Every single one of those. And there's probably another 10 we could go over. But the idea here, guys, is that you're aware of these things and you don't let these things go too long, right? Because every month is the same thing. You're just like your profits going away, right? And the whole point of the game is to stay profitable. So some of these are going to take a little bit of work. But before we start this, I'm going to tell a little story about one of our Iron Circle members, Jerry Washak. Ever since the Doge thing came out and the government overspending and stuff, he's made it like a commitment. He's got five gyms in Palm Springs area, the desert of Southern California. And he's just been slowly chipping away at expenses. Mm-hmm. And because he's got five locations, it's like times five.
Sure.
So if he saves $200 a month, it's $1,000 a month, right? Because it's just a numbers game.
Yeah.
And so every couple weeks he'll do a Doge update on his gyms in the group, and it's funny, like today, I'm not gonna name names, but he has a like a payment processor. He just went back to him and said, hey, I'd love to save some money. They gave him $150 off times five,
yeah,
you know, per month. So
it adds up.
Adds up real quick. And again, at scale, it's like it's a little bit different if you just have one.
Sure.
But let's jump into these things. Number one, profitability killer, overstaffed times. Okay, so this is a balancing act.
Sure.
Between your need and your capacity, and you know, do you put the chicken in front of the egg kind of thing, or the cart before the horse? Because there's times on your schedule that are empty right now. And the question that you have, that we get asked all the time, is, should we staff that and then sell into it, or should I sell it first and then put somebody in there?
I've had that conversation twice in the last 24 hours with two different gym owners, and that it is a chicken and the egg, right? Like, yep. There is no perfect answer. I think the best approach is a phased approach, you know, using tools like we have our projections calculator to remove a lot of the guesswork. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just hope. It's not just throwing somebody on the schedule and then hoping that we get some bodies in the gym. Using a tool like the projections calculator allows you to see the math of those decisions and then make more calculated, educated decision around it.
Right.
And that's right. Now that's the goal. I mean, yeah, it doesn't do you any good to throw somebody on the schedule and not have bodies in the gym for them to train. But at what point do you need to open up that next slot?
It's tough. It's a balancing act, like I said. So, like, if you were to look out on your training floor, for us, we've got two, I guess, call them pods of six. And a full hour is 12 clients, right? Mm-hmm. Two coaches, six each. And you know, we'll be full every, like, the main hours, but there's gonna be times where there's like four and six or five and five. The question becomes is when you only have six, a mm-hmm. six and a zero is when you really like, okay, you know, we're overstaffed. Because
sure.
Once one coach has full six, then it starts going into the other one. But if there's like a 0 hour, I call it 0 hour. You know, if it's a one-time thing, no big deal. But nothing worse than looking out there and seeing your coaches standing around and not having anybody to train. So the way to fix that is sell.
Yeah, right. The onus is on you, the business owner, to fill those slots.
Yeah. So take a look. Be super efficient in your times, guys, and make sure that you're always monitoring your capacity, looking for those 0 hours. Can you cut stuff? Can you scale back a little bit? Optimizing this will obviously generate more profit.
And one little tangent to that or addition is not just capacity, but utilization, right? I mean, you could have the need for those schedule, you know, the bodies or the sessions and the coaches, but if you don't have the people showing up consistently for those sessions, that's the other half of the coin, right? So capacity, you might be able to oversell your capacity if you know your utilization and know that, you know, in order to have 100 sessions done, I need 115 people on the schedule.
Sure, sure, exactly. All right, let's move into number two, the old grandfathered rates. Okay, so I tell this story on stage all the time. There was a gym owner we were working with. He had a fairly large group training gym, and his current rates were like, you know, close to $200 a month. But his effective rate was really 140. And like, what do you mean, Tim? You know, well, the average of all of his clients was really only 140, even though his current rates were over $200, because the grandfathered folks were dragging that average down. Yep. He had people still paying 199, 129, 109. And so you got to look at your rates. And this is so hard for gym owners to do. It's like, well, I can't raise the rates of the people that supported us when we first opened, or I can't raise the rates. They've been here for 7 years. And I would argue, while it's a difficult conversation, have you gotten better in 7 years? Is your business providing more value from 7 years ago? If the answer is no, then you're doing something else wrong. But the 100% of the time, it's going to be, yeah, we were better than we were 7 years ago.
Correct. Not only that, but then, you know, cost of doing business. You know, within those 7 years, we went through COVID and everything coming out of that. Remember when all the prices hiked and then they never came back down, right? Cost of doing business, everything that you bring into your business, the prices went up. I mean, I remember we were talking, it was almost 30% from every vendor, everybody that we were purchasing from. 30% was the increase that we got hit with.
Yep.
If you as the gym owner didn't pass that on to the consumer, you just took a 30% cut to your margins, you know?
Sure.
And it is it's a difficult decision, but you as a business owner have to be in the same position as every other business out there. And I mean, are you comfortable taking a 30% hit and just carrying that because you're nice? Or, you know, can you have the difficult decision, do a global rate, you know, increase at some point and bring everybody up to current day rates?
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Right. Yeah. It is tough, but it was funny during COVID. The news was saying 8% inflation. Yeah. I go, no, it's 30%. Everything was 30. And then later on, it came out to be 30%.
It was, yeah.
It's like, come on, guys. We're not stupid. Anyways, what are you going to do about that? So, you know, I think first and foremost, you need to do an audit. Line out all of your clients, what the rates are, what plan they're on, and what should they be on.
Sure.
And then kind of start looking at it. You know, what if we did a global change? What, you know, could we lose 28 clients and still be ahead? Like, mm-hmm. there's these math equations that we do. to make it not so scary to raise these rates. You deserve to be paid a fair rate for what you're delivering as a service. You just deserve it. Like, that's the point of the business, right?
And that line item, I mean, or that profit killer, it's not about member count. It's about the revenue generated from the amount of people, you know, from the people that you're serving. Correct, so that's how we mitigate that fear, right? You may lose people, and that is the hard part of the relationship business. But at the end of the day, if you're making more money by serving less people, are you in a worse or better position?
Way better. Way better. Okay. Take a look at your, do an audit. Take a look at your old rates. Number three, old software. Okay. We're pretty bad at this. I mean, at least at ProFit, like there's a tool that we'll use for something and then we forget we have it. There's a line item on your P&L. It's called dues and subscriptions. I would have your bookkeeper break that out. Start looking through that. Look for the recurring number, $39 a month, $39 a month, $39 a month. And see, do we use that software anymore? If not, cut it.
Yeah.
We did a little baby purge earlier this year. And, you know, it saves thousands of dollars a year. Thousands. And you know, and that's just profit, right? Because if you're not using it, it's literally profit killer.
You're throwing money literally out the window, right? One of those that I think is like music subscriptions for gyms. Like, everybody's got like a handful of different things that they use, and right. yet everything that they've signed up for, but they're using one of them. You know what I mean? So figure out the additional subscriptions. That's an easy place to go look right now. But carry that over. Like Tim said, all those other subscriptions, do you have multiple subscriptions for the same services?
And negotiate your pricing, because like Jerry, he just went to the provider and said, hey, look, I'm looking to save some money.
Sure.
Or I got to go somewhere else. And they said, sure, no problem. They'd rather keep you.
Yeah, much easier to keep the client than it is to go resell somebody, right?
Right. All right, number four, the illusion of revenue when you have clients on freeze. Ooh. So freeze is a sensitive topic, especially going into summer here. But you got to look at your books. And there's this revenue that's just floating out there as current member revenue, but then not billed, non-billed revenue. Frozen, unbilled, whatever. That's an illusion.
Sure.
50% of people that go on freeze for over 4 weeks or more don't come back. It's just reality. It's like a silent cancel.
Yeah, it's exactly
like
what it is.
It's like a nice cancel. Like, hey, we're not really canceled. We're just going to go on freeze and never come back.
But as a gym owner, you can't count that as projected revenue. And that's the problem is it is an illusion. And you can find yourself, you know, stuck or in a jeopardizing position if you're counting that stuff towards the revenue you're anticipating on collecting.
Right. And the way your freeze policy is set up is what's going to drive this. We just did a training. What's the link? Do we know it? Summer freeze.
Not offhand. Let me see if I could get it.
We'll put it in the show notes. We just did a little, you know, like a little 25-minute training on this, how to structure your memberships in a way that cuts your freezes way, way down. You know, I have a whole story about, you know, how much revenue is on freeze per year over the years. What's the URL?
It's winninggym.com/summer-freeze. So we'll put it in the show notes just so it's easy and clickable.
Cool. Yep. Go watch that training if you want it. It's just a little thing that we do in our springboard program. That's how to structure your memberships.
Yeah. Yeah. And huge. I mean, that is a big, that's a common theme right now is how do I, you know, mitigate freezes. What do I do?
Yeah.
How do I manage that? For, you know, locations like here, where you have a big transient clientele, multiple homes, things like that. Like this, we know that if we didn't have something, we probably wouldn't have those memberships at all. But it's still about how do we have that to benefit the client, to keep the client, but yet not, you know, not put a third of your memberships on freeze.
Ooh.
For extended periods of time.
Stings. All right, let's get into this last one. This last one's really coming from the CrossFit crowd because nobody in our space would ever think about doing this. But I'm in that CrossFit affiliate group, and every so often the same question keeps coming up. What do you guys give your coaches for personal training splits, right? And so the way to define that is it's like our coaches are doing one-on-one sessions with clients. They're charging them some number, let's say $100 an hour. How much of that $100 are you giving to the coach? Some of the people responded 100%.
Yeah.
Some responded 80%. I'm over here like, what are you guys, morons? Like, you would never give that kind of split to, you know, to anybody. Like, that's like somebody's doing business in your four walls with all of your overhead, and you're just going to give them 100% of the revenue? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, what are you doing?
The coach wasn't responsible for acquiring the client. They didn't have to spend the money to market. They didn't take a risk in personal guarantee, you know, to create the business. Like, all of that's done on the gym owner side, and then you're giving all of the money away?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I don't know where this came up. I think the thought around this is that we wanted to keep our coaches longer.
It's desperation.
We want to help our coaches. We want to help. Okay. Okay, go ahead. See how long that lasts. I don't know what to tell you. Don't do this.
Do not do that.
don't do this, and you'll be fine. So Chuck was in a mastermind group with me, and he was laying out his whole business model. And really, everybody was like, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. And somebody said, so Chuck, it sounds like if you just do the exact opposite of what you're doing right now and not do CrossFit, it sounds like you'll be in good shape.
You'll be successful. Yeah, there you go.
So funny. And he did. He got rid of it. Ended up closing his whole gym down over the years anyway. He's doing something totally different, but like, that was hilarious.
Hey, everything you're doing, do none of that.
Do the opposite.
Like, if you decided to do that, do exactly the opposite. That's what you need to
be successful. Yeah. Okay, great. Sounds good. Thanks
for all the help, guys.
Thanks, guys. Oh, anyways, it was just funny. Anyways, look, guys, there's probably 10 more of these things you can dig into your numbers and start pulling, you know, getting more profit back out of your business. But it's your responsibility as the owner. You got to go back and look at this stuff.
And I think that's the thing is, I mean, even to the subscriptions, even to all the things that you covered, if you're not doing an audit, if you as an owner aren't actively looking at the numbers of the business, where the money's coming from and where it's going, that's the reason that your profit's taking a hit. It's the math is there. Like, it's in the business somewhere. Find it, eliminate that. And at the end of the day, guys, this is to benefit you as the owner. When that profit's there, you can do more with it. You could pay your coaches more. You could keep more of it. You could pay your bills maybe for the first time. All of the benefits of owning a business start to come into play. But if you're not focused on profit and you're just worried about the gross, or you're worried about member count, you're worried about all these other things, put net profit up there. Make that the goal. And, I mean, your life as an owner will change.
Perfect. All right, guys. Hopefully that helps you. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.